You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
For Get Action this week, I spoke to community organiser and advocate and founder of Paid Placements Aotearoa, Bex Howells, about her petition that has almost 5,000 signatures calling on the government to address long-term workforce shortages by funding student placements in education, social work and health. I started off our interview asking Howells why this issue is important.
I started myself training as did a Masters of Social Work program, and I dropped out because for me the unpaid placement requirement was just unsustainable. And hearing stories from other students about the lengths they were having to go to complete unpaid training requirements. And so I set up Paid Placements Aotearoa because I really felt like the student voice was missing in this conversation about what is the impact of doing all this unpaid training. And the stories I've heard from students are that it's crippling them. It is absolutely pushing them to financial breaking points. They are exhausted. They are burnt out. They're working 80-hour weeks between unpaid placements, additional study requirements, and then paid work on top of that. And they are dropping out of training programs at rates of up to 45%. So something is not working. And these are essential services. We need people in these professions. And we have to do something different if we're going to be able to make training accessible to them.
How do you think paying students doing placements would help recruit but also retain workers in these workforces that are constantly understaffed?
Firstly, we need to incentivise people, right? Because if you can go to uni, get a degree, go into an office job after 3 years and earn, you know, good money, have linear career progression, then it's fairly straightforward and it's an incentive, right, to get a degree. But the difficulty with these programs is that you have the academic aspect, but then you also have the unpaid placement, which sits alongside that. So for every hour they're on placement, that's an hour of lost income. So it's costing them not just their time, but they also have to pay for immunisation, uniforms, hospital parking, travel arrangements, childcare arrangements, because it's important to remember that not all these students are 18. Lots of them are coming back for a second career. They've had their children, so they've got additional, you know, responsibilities and financial costs involved. And yes, there's just a huge amount of cost involved, but they're doing it on no income, and StudyLink is nowhere near enough to cover all of these, even their basic life expenses, let alone all these additional costs on top. So I think we need to do something where we recognise that they are on placement. Placement is really important. Everyone agrees it's a really important part of their training. But if we're taking away their opportunity to earn an income, we have to compensate them in some other way so that they can meet their living costs and the course requirements to actually complete the programme.
Historically, placements have not been paid. What do you think is different about being a student now that makes it necessary for us to pay students on placements?
I mean, I think the cost of living crisis has really brought this issue to a head. For many of them who were training through COVID, you know, a lot of them are in health professionals and their training was really disrupted because of COVID. And since then, I think, you know, the issues that the healthcare sector has been already experiencing have really been exacerbated by COVID, and it's really pushed the staff shortage issue, I mean, beyond crisis at this point, I think. And so they have had disrupted training, and expecting them to be able to pay for their living expenses in a cost of living crisis whilst they're earning nothing is just the most backward system. Something really, really fundamental has to change.
Do you have any concerns what paying students would mean in terms of them becoming employees and sort of the responsibilities that they would have without having fully completed their training?
Sure. One of the key, points of opposition that I come up against is that if we pay students, they become employees. So I understand that there is risk and there is responsibility involved with that we do want to avoid, but they still need to earn a living and be able to have enough so that they can focus on their training. So I'm advocating for a stipend which is annually increasing year on year to reflect their increasing number of placement hours and as they continue that skill development and they are taking on more responsibility. And most importantly, it doesn't make them employees, so it won't affect any training practice or supervision requirements. It will literally just be an increased amount of money coming through StudyLink once a fortnight, and that money becomes non-repayable.
And what motivated you personally to start this petition and this advocacy?
It's just, honestly, I'm like a dog with a bone with this issue. I just can't let it go. For me, my real passion is labour rights. I'm really interested in the things that lurk in the shadows that, you know, often sit in the too hard basket. Oh, you know, it's going to cost money, or we don't really want to deal with it. But we need people in these sectors. For everyone who, you know, has had to have a long wait list, or for anyone who's had a long wait time in ED, or they can't get to see the specialist that they want to, or they're waiting for an elective surgery, or their child can't get their learning needs met in class because the teacher's sick and they're having to homeschool, we are all affected by staff shortages. So this for me is so much more than paying students to train. Firstly, it is about helping students to live with dignity whilst they train. They should not be having to work 80-hour weeks as the norm and pushing themselves to breaking point so that they then drop out. But also, it's about the fact that we all need all of these professions. From the beginning of our lives all the way through to the end of our lives, we will come into contact with nurses, midwives, doctors, paramedics, social workers, teachers, mental health professionals. Like, we need them, and we therefore need to make training in these professions accessible and sustainable for the people who want to enter them. So that's been my passion, really.
That was Get Action this week. We spoke to founder of Paid Placements Aotearoa, Bex Howes, all about her petition that has almost reached 5,000 signatures calling for student placements to be paid.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.